Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having David Stebbins back on the show. David is a professor of history and law at Ohio State University, specializing in modern American political and legal history. He's the author of Promised Land, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America. And he's been joining us now this year, has become a new member of our Brain Trust. And he's here right now. David Stebbins, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So what's at stake for the middle class in 2020?
Well, they are not in a very secure feeling at the moment about their own situation, a lot of them. In other words, what's the positive...
Feelings or reality?
Right. Well, even if they're working, the economy is not very stable, right? In other words, it went way down in the spring, and that affected middle-class people a lot. And then it's rebounded somewhat in the summer, but now it's slowing down in the fall, mm-hmm. and sort of federal stimulus money has stopped and may not resume until January. So, and that has serious implications for people. Even if they have enough money, they're more cautious about spending it, right? And so if you make the broad middle class nervous, one thing that they do is they buy less. They shop less. They go out less. And you're a small business show. You talk to small business people. They feel this.
That's right.
It's not as if they don't have loyal. Not as if they don't have loyal customers, but the customers don't come in.
Well, when you've been ordered to stay to close your doors, and your customers have been ordered to stay away, you know that is an unprecedented scenario in the history of our country.
Right, and to give you an example of how this is playing out here in Ohio. The state legislature came up with a program to help small businesses. And very positive thing. You can apply for a grant to help you with your business if you're having trouble. And they decided that, you know, they'd make the money available first come, first serve, and they'll have a website. And there's an article in today's paper that so many small businesses applied that it took hours just to get an application filed.
Yeah.
Because the website
When did that happen?
That story is in today's paper.
Recently, I mean, did trying to access that money happen recently?
This week. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So that is right. And so to me, I'm sort of watching and have a sense of this. One aspect, of course, of the middle class is people who make wages and salaries, but another aspect is people who are in small business.
The people who sign the front of those same checks.
That's right, and regardless of what your political party is or overall philosophy is, the level of economic anxiety is rising again.
Yeah,
for reasons of the real world.
Let me overlay some more stats on you on that though that sort of balances it out a little bit. And I'm not making a point here. It's just to give you a report. There was $130 billion of the Paycheck Protection Program money that went unclaimed, and it was opened longer, all the way to August 8th, and it went $130 billion that went unclaimed. So you got to wonder, you know, how many, you know, why didn't people go get that? Number one. Number two, we asked our audience if you could access more Paycheck Protection money, would you do it? Only 4 out of 10 said they would. So now those are that's not a localized Ohio kind of numbers. Those are more national, But I guess what I'm getting at is it's kind of mixed. It's a mixed bag out there. But there's no question that we need to get back to business. So do you think more people, more at the middle class, thinks that we should go back to work? We should take all the strictures off, or do you think they think we should shut down more?
Well, it much depends on sort of what the overall situation is in terms of the progress of the infection. Some places it's really more or less under control. Other places it's really not.
So you're making a case for states' rights decisions, localized decisions on shutdown, right? Is that what you're doing?
Well,
rather than national?
Some of the states have... You know, major metros that aren't nearly as bad as rural areas.
Yeah.
And small towns.
So, David, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back and continue this discussion with the expert on the middle class, David Stebbin. His book is called Promised Land.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.